My friend, Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright, reflects on the messages brought by angels and some of the powerful or beautiful refigurations of these messengers of God that he has come across. Father Timothy's theme today focuses on love and how love is the way messengers from the mystery tell us things.
Another dimension of angels came to me when I purchased recently the copy of what they call a Rumi, Heart of the Beloved, the annual 2008 calendar. And for the month of November, there is a lovely picture, which is, of course, rare in the Muslim tradition, of angels surrounding the Prophet as he has his tour of heaven, which is a very well recorded in the Hadith, the journey of the Prophet round heaven. And here in this picture we have some 16 to 20 different angels, each in different poses, from adoration, from prayer, from exhortation, from welcome, from encouragement, delight. And the message that accompanies this picture: love is the way messengers from the mystery tell us things. Love is the way messengers from the mystery tell us things. And the messengers from the mystery are the angels. And the mystery is God. And the God who is the mystery is the creating God, is the redeeming God, is the transforming God. And God is love. And the only message that comes from the mystery is love. And the only things it has to tell us is that each of us is lovable. And each of us is lovable, not because she or he can do things which are loving. Of course they can. It's not because somehow the mystery God overlooks the things we do which are unlovable. But it's because within the perspective of the mystery, what we do or what we don't do is little compared to the love that surrounds us. The question we all face is, how does that surrounding love penetrate to our hearts? That is why we need messengers. Messengers that can get through the thickness of our skin to the vulnerability of our own identity, to the vulnerability of our own past, which hangs over us so often as guilt. But it is very easy in our day to forget this dimension, to think simply of tomorrow and the plans and the needs. Yes, important, of course. But the tomorrow, as the yesterday, has to fit in to a total picture, which is not just the moment of my birth, the moment of my conception, to the moment of my death, or that of my family. But it is the whole purpose of why we all exist anyway. And it is only within the richness of the faith in this love that has no limits, in this love that is communicated to us through the messengers, the angels, that we can realize that our mind isn't the measure of all that is. We have to learn there is mystery, and that mystery is way beyond our human limited understanding. But that mystery is best shown in how we love God, love one another. But more important, for the messengers of love to show us, to open our eyes, to see love, in order that we can be love and be loved.